This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I tell y'all what, if I did not have to host this show, which it is a privilege to do, I would be snuggled up under the covers, in my bed, with the room darkening shades pulled, the light off, and probably snoring, Carrie, because it is a beautiful rainy day here in Cottage Grove. I've been listening to Al Shock and the weather, and we got a lot of it here, Carrie, in the Southeast Metro. Woodbury, Cottage Grove, Hastings, Newport, and Oakdale. We saw some really strong showers and thunderstorms. And that was very much needed because I was talking to my farmer friends yesterday. I went over and bought some corn and took it over to my friends at Almanac to give to the studio crew and Kathy Werzer and Eric Escala. They sell their corn every August on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And so I always go out there when I'm doing my monologues like I did last night on Almanac and get, you know, a couple bags, like maybe 30, 40 ears of corn. And I take some plastic bags, and everybody in the studio, in the control room, and any of the guests who are at Almanac always leave with bags of corn. And they said that they needed this rain. We talked a couple of weeks ago to the Minnesota Agriculture Secretary, and he was talking about the rain and how the drought impacted farmers last year. So I'm so happy to see the rain. And when this show is over, I'm going to get in the car and go down to the farm and find out if it was enough. Did they get what they needed to salvage their crops this year? Because it is just heartbreaking to watch them harvest and those crops are not where they need to be. Our farmers worked so hard all year. And the fact that the one thing they can't control, the rain, is what they needed the most last year and did not get. Now, we're getting ready to go back to school. And, you know, teachers are getting everything they need in order. They're, you know, getting their supplies and preparing for full classrooms. I know here in South Washington County, there's no more virtual school. So all the kids will be in person again. And I am so excited to let my educators out there know, because we've got a lot of teachers who listen to this show, about an opportunity that they can take advantage of and they would want to participate in. It's happening this Wednesday. It is my friend Loretta Dualo Towns. She is partnering up with the Minnesota Humanities Center for an educator's workshop called Black Freedom Struggles. What is it all about? Who would want to attend and why you should participate? Well, honey, Loretta is going to have to answer those questions, and she is joining us right now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And you know what? She, you know, I didn't have to pull her. I didn't have to pull her kicking and screaming, but she is on vacation. But she is so dedicated to educators that she wanted to make sure that you all knew about this event. So she is joining us from her vacation. Thank you so much for taking a moment to speak with us this morning while you're on your girls' trip. You're supposed to be decompressing, getting away from the husband and kids and all the responsibility. And here I come calling you to be on this show. But when I found out about this workshop and how you are working to pour into educators with it, I just had to have you on the show. Talk to me about this event that takes place in person person this Wednesday, August 10th, in conjunction and in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center.
Yeah. Well, good morning, Shaletta. Thanks so much for having me on. I am sitting in front of the Acme Low Country Kitchen. Just had some brunch in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. That's where I am.
We're getting ready to
drive up to Asheville, and so we are making our rounds, having a little girls trip, road trip.
So
we're relaxing at the beach and eating good shrimp and grits.
Oh, girl, now you're just bragging. Now you're just rubbing it in my face. But before you get into another shrimp or a spoonful of grits, you got to tell us about this Black Freedom Struggle in-person workshop.
Mm-hmm. Well, this Wednesday, I believe it's 8:30 to 4 at the Minnesota Humanities Center on Ivy Avenue in St. Paul. We're doing a workshop. I'm partnering with Professor Adam Bledsoe, who's in the geography department at the University of Minnesota. And his background is looking at diasporic studies, right? So looking at Black people and our communities, our struggles and our triumphs globally. And we thought about putting this workshop together because we want teachers, educators to be open-minded about how you are teaching about Black culture in particular, but many cultures, you know, in general, that we don't only stick to the stuff that we know. Oh, who was Martin Luther King Jr.? Or here's a few, you know, pillars of the Civil Rights Movement. But what happened afterwards? Why was there urban rebellion in the 60s? And what was the response after it, for example? Or even with our little ones, how do they understand what Juneteenth is about and what slavery and bondage and Jubilee mean, right? Or, for our middle schoolers, getting them to really process, who the Pullman Porters were and why is it important to look at, you know, their legacy and impact on the Black middle class and how that led to labor union. So that's an example of the content that we'll deal with. But underneath it all is really about challenging how we think about teaching about people of color in the country.
You know, and I remember there was a host on this radio station, and we were having a discussion. We had those discussions every Tuesday about race and responsibility. And, you know, he said that he was, you know, today's years old when he realized about the Tulsa Race Massacre. I was one of the first people to introduce him to that information. And sadly, I only learned it in college. And I grew up in Texas, and Oklahoma is right next to Texas. And so those are the things that we don't teach, you know, and it shouldn't just be up to the parents. You know, the educators have a responsibility to let our kids know about more than just Dr. Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks and Thurgood Marshall. You know, it always seems so exceptional when these African-American people do amazing things, but there's so many other people in our history and in our present that need to be highlighted. Loretta, I tell people all the time, the reason that I'm always screaming about my accomplishments is because of Katherine Johnson, the NASA astronaut and scientist who single-handedly with a group of other Black women saved a space mission. And nobody talked about her for decades. This woman was damn near dead before she got a presidential medal, a movie, or any recognition for her accomplishments. And that should not be so. And that's why I wanted to bring you on to talk about this, because I want our educators, our teachers, who are responsible for teaching history, especially as places like Florida try to wipe out Black history and try to rewrite what actually happened in this country. We're seeing Black history being erased from the books, mm-hmm. Where they're supposed to be in the books and taught. And so what you're doing is counter to everything that is going on in this country right now. Why did you step out on faith and decide to do this and do it now before school starts?
Well, you know, when you were talking about Katherine Johnson, it reminds me, you know, the people perish for lack of knowledge, right? And what would it do for the next generation, and not only Black kids, but all kids, to know what all of the contributions of all the people who came to this country by force or by choice, right? But all the contributions are, right? It's empowering. Education is empowering. And to know the full picture helps us, or will help our young people be empowered to do more and to do better and to know more. But you know what I also think in education? My job is not only to regurgitate what the textbooks say, right? I want to make sure that I am fostering critical thinkers, right? Mm-hmm. That they can challenge and change the system. Right. I ask my students all the time, like, I don't know about you all, but the news, right, it seems pretty grim to me. But I want them to know that they can change that, that you know, they don't have to just sit by and let this happen. And we have an opportunity as educators to instill that kind of power into our students. But they won't have that if they don't have the knowledge, the full knowledge, the full picture.
Yeah. And I just thank you so much for not only being on this show, but for putting this on. It is a Black Freedom Struggle. It takes place in person on Wednesday, August 10th with Loretta Towns in conjunction with Professor Adam Bledsoe. Folks can sign up. They can register and be a part of this. So if you are not a teacher, tell your teacher friends about it, because we definitely need to attend. Loretta, thank you so much for being
educators,
on the show.
I was going to say, educators aren't just teachers, right? So people can definitely participate. And thank you, Michelle. Oh. I really appreciate you.
Yes. And you know what? I didn't even think about that, because, you know, so many mixed race families in Minnesota. Uh-huh. And as a parent, it is really up to us and critical to teach Black history to our children. And this is the thing. You know, you want to empower and inspire our kids. Let them know their history. Teach them about Katherine Johnson and so many other people who are not in the history books, but who made great contributions. Thank you so much for being here. Y'all stick around. We've got more to come. We had a hair emergency at my house this weekend, Carrie. I should have known it was a little too quiet. I was in a Zoom conference with a potential client. And we were chatting it up. And typically, you know, these Brundage babies, they will be so super quiet and so super good until they see the Zoom. And for whatever reason, they want to get behind me and dance. They want to wave. They want to ask questions like, how old are you? And do you have any kids? And I'm trying to do business, Carrie. Okay. I'm trying to, you know, get new sponsors from a podcast and platform, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, or, you know, some community partnerships. And I'm always like fighting off kids with one hand, taking notes with the other hand, talking to people with the other hand. And, it's a balancing act. And most folks are dealing with it. And you know, folks, we give each other grace at this point. But last week, one day, it was just like super quiet. And so when I got off the Zoom, I was scared. Because I knew with three kids, if it's quiet, something is going on. And so I went into the other room. And Daniel, from a crafting that we had earlier that morning, he actually had taken the safety scissors that we left out. Because sometimes as a parent, you leave out safety scissors. Mm-hmm. And he had taken the box that contains all of Cameron's Barbie dolls. You already know where this is going. You know where this is going. And he pretty much cut the hair off of two of her favorites. Oh. And I mean, he was really taking his time. This was a very meticulous thing. He didn't just take the scissors and just start chopping. I mean, he was like, he was feathering the front, and he was, oh, he's going to be an excellent barber for somebody, just not these Barbie dolls. And so I have to admit, as a parent, I had a couple more Zooms. And so I didn't really want the drama of telling Cameron that her Barbies had been scalped. So what I did, oh Lord, I'm ashamed, Jesus. Oh. The social worker's gonna call for sure. What I did was I swept up the hair. And I swept up the hair. I didn't tell Cameron. I threw the dolls back in. And then I took them downstairs. And then I chatted with Daniel about how not to do that again. I put the safety scissors up, and then we kept it moving. And so she still does not know today. She doesn't know. And so, you know, it was her birthday this weekend. So we went to Hy-Vee. We got a little black Barbie cake. And it was really beautiful, and it had the black Barbie. So she's been playing with that doll. She hasn't had a chance to get her box out to play with other dolls. So the fallout has still not happened.
Yet. Delayed. It's been delayed. what are you going to do?
Can you
replace them?
I could, but she kind of, girl, she has them like marked. Like,
yeah,
she knows. And so I put something up on social media. And so everybody on social media knew about it. And so I was scrolling through my social media. And then she said, Mom, what's that picture of Daniel with my dolls? And I was like, What, huh? She said, wait, go back up. Is that a picture of Daniel with my dolls? I said, Mom is working on something right now. You go sit down. Go sit down. And so I typically like only give them a little bit of time social on you know their little platforms and on their iPads and stuff. And so I was like, go play your iPad. She was like, but it's not iPad time. I was like, it's okay, Mom's gonna give you a treat. Go play your iPad. And so she forgot about it. But at some point, Carrie, she's coming back. Now wait, I understand y'all also had a hair emergency at your house.
The kid, so he's 4. He's gonna be starting preschool, and the nice school they have scheduled this month, once a week, the kids get to go and play at the school, at the playground.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
We had our first one the other night, and it was lovely. Great parents, nice kids, just a few kids. And my kid, I know the other parents are thinking, oh, God, not this kid already, because he wants to hug everybody. And so he's
got a lover.
But they don't know that. They don't know he's sweet. They've never met him. So he's just...
Right.
He's, you know, tackling everybody, and then I look over, and he's got a chunk of hair, this beautiful girl with blonde hair.
Where did he get a chunk of hair?
He pulled it. He must have pulled it. I don't know. The girl, thank God, the girl seemed unfazed by it, but he had a chunk of her hair, long, the little girl, they got the long.
Girl, so he came running up to you with hair?
I just happened to look up. He's playing. They're on the playground.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus. The little girl's going one way, little Billy's going the other way, and he's got a chunk of blonde hair in his hand. He thinks he's hugging people, but he's tackling people. And he's tall. He's a very, my husband's
tall.
Yeah,
he's a little bit bigger than the other kids.
He's a tall kid.
Age. Okay.
And he's bigger, taller.
Okay, wait, so what did you do? Did you go back to the parent of the unidentified child and say, hey, I got your baby's hair?
No.
Or did you say, give me that hair, and you hid it?
He just kept playing. He must have just gotten rid of it on his own. I didn't do anything. So kind of like, you just keep going. We moved forward.
You just keep going.
The girl
wasn't
crying or anything. So,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I
so
wasn't.
So no parent came up, so you didn't have to do all the apologizing.
No.
I bet she got home and her mama was like, "What is your hair?"
I know. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's so funny to see, we're finally at the point where we see the kid, our son, with a lot of other kids. And
it's
like, oh no, and we've got the kid who everyone doesn't want. Oh no.
No, he'll be fine.
He's a good
and you
boy.
Know what? He is. And every kid has their personality and their place in the classroom.
Yeah.
And he is going to be the kid who soothes and hugs other kids.
Yeah.
That's going to be his deal.
I hope
so. So, yeah. And everybody has their place. Like, I used to think Andrew was just, just kind of too charismatic and I wanted him to tone it down. But, I was talking to his teachers and they were like, oh my God, Andrew's great. We love Andrew because, he always lightens the mood. Mm-hmm. He always is there to put a smile on someone's face. If anybody's having a bad day, he's got a joke or something funny that he can say. And I'm telling the boy, stop joking at school. And a teacher said, The teacher's telling me, leave him alone because he's the one who brings joy to the classroom. Mm-hmm. So we, like, as parents, think that we got to make them vanilla. We got to make them just like everybody else. They've got to fall in line. But what I've learned is that those little quirky things that our kids are born with, the things that they come here with, the love and the hugs that he wants to give out to people, whether he is like Terry Tate and tackling them or he just grabs them by the hair and licks on the side of the face like Rick James. Yeah. He is a lover. And you just go let him get in there, girl, and love on those kids because that's just what he does. And that's what he's going to do. So leave that baby alone, girl. That baby's
fine.
Don't worry about the baby. Don't worry about the baby. Hey, y'all don't go anywhere because, speaking of the babies, I have the distinct privilege and honor of speaking with Girl Scout volunteers from across the state. What am I going to say? Why did they pick me? When is the event? We'll tell you all about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Okay, so here is a quick programming note. I just informed Carrie I will not be here next weekend because I have been invited to speak to the Girl Scout volunteers from across the state and actually across this region. I was so honored that Tish and her team came to me and said, Shaletta, can you please come and talk to our volunteers, share your story, make them laugh, inspire them, motivate and encourage them? And I was like, well, what are y'all doing? Are y'all having a fundraiser or something? Are y'all, you know, is this right before like a big event? Are we going to be going out cleaning up the side of the road? Well, what's going on? And Bolger said, Shaletta, you know, what we do at the Girl Scouts is we pour into our volunteers. We have events where we just get them together and we feed them and we love them and we encourage them and we nurture them because we know that as a volunteer, especially here at the Girl Scouts, they work so hard and they give and pour out so much. We just want to replenish the energy. And I thought about that and I thought about all the things that we do that we volunteer for, right? Whether it's at the kids' school, or we are assistant coach, or we're the team mom, or, you know, we just organize a neighborhood night out, or, you know, we do some stuff at our jobs or in our churches, in our communities. All of us are doing something to help. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, we get done and we're exhausted and there's nobody pouring into us. You know, and we go back, and I'm just speaking for me. We go back, and we're like, you know, man, I wish they would just take a minute to encourage us or motivate us or do something to help us to, you know, finish out the year strong. You know, because you pour out so much, and then you get home, and you still got to do the laundry and feed the kids and talk to your husband or your ex-husband, in my case. And it's like a never-ending cycle, and by the time the year ends, you're on empty. And the Girl Scouts want to make sure that their volunteers are on full. And so next Saturday, they're having an event with all their volunteers, and they've got, you know, something going on all day long to just pour into them, to love them, to encourage and replenish them. And I'm just so grateful that they asked me to be a part of that. But I also wanted to invite them on the show. So I have Katrina Wolinek. She is a volunteer with the Girl Scouts of Minnesota and Wisconsin River Valleys. And she's been a troop leader, a cooking manager, a day camp director. Girl, you got more jobs than I do. Thank you for joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, Katrina, also, tell me. Yes.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, extend another thank you for coming to speak with us next weekend. Fall launch is always a blast, and we're really excited to have you there. So thank you for coming out.
Now, talk to me about your Girl Scout journey.
Sure. I was a Girl Scout when I was a child. I was just when I was little, I think 8 or 9 in there, and my troop did fun things, and I made great friends with that, and we, you know, went outside of our comfort zone and did things like a high ropes course. And so when my daughter came to me in kindergarten and was like, "Mom, I really want to join Girl Scouts," I was like, I kind of knew what I was in for. I was like, oh, This thus begins my volunteering journey, if you will. And so I knew. I went into it with my eyes open. And right. So I started a troop for my daughter and for her friends. And I reached out to some of the other, you know, families that we knew. And we started a troop. And then more families joined along the way, families we didn't know but became friends with. And then through that, I just saw a need for just additional leadership across the service unit, which is basically a larger area that the troops go into. And so I started helping out with cookies and training troop leaders and other Girl Scouts in the communication that we use with cookies. And then did that for many years. And now I'm stepping into day camp director, which is really exciting, and excited about just bringing that to the next level, especially as we come out of COVID and we're rebuilding a lot of things. So
I am so excited about this fall launch. We're talking to Katrina Wolinek. She is a volunteer with Girl Scouts of Minnesota and Wisconsin River Valleys. Their fall event is next Saturday, and it's the reason that I won't be here. It's a closed event. It's just for the volunteers, a day where they replenish and recharge and just wrap their arms around their volunteers. And Katrina, I have to tell you that I have volunteered a lot in a lot of different spaces and places. And, you know, a lot of times when they get the volunteers together, it's instruction or it's information or it's a planning. You know, very rarely have I ever encountered something like what the Girl Scouts are doing next weekend for their volunteers at this fall event, where it's just a day to love on them. Talk to me about the importance of just replenishing and nurturing those volunteers, because y'all work so hard, girl. I'm always happy to give my cookies, you know, when I walk into the Hy-Vee, because they're standing out there and they're selling their cookies, and then I get the Girl Scout cookies and I go in Hy-Vee and get more cookies. But, you know, I think about those parents and how they're out there in the cold and the rain and they're counting money and, you know, they're making sure the girls are safe and, you know, they're organizing as they go across the metro area, you know, at these different grocery stores and stores, and just, you know, all that hard work of you know, just the regular deliveries where they go to the houses and they set up the online accounts. You know, you think about all the work that goes into that, and it's a lot.
Sure, yeah. It's when we go to things like the fall launch, or sometimes there's a cookie rally, there's different events throughout the year. It is absolutely just about coming together, sharing our stories. Little bit of like frustration sharing, but a whole lot of pumping each other up and just really being there together and understanding that we're all there for the girls. And just those thank yous that just run all different directions. It's like a thank you fest, and it's a lot of fun. And it definitely leaves those feeling extremely inspired and just ready to really go back to your troops or your, you know, service units and different things, and just, just really start the year off with a bang. It's so fun. It's so fun. And you see old friends and stuff because you really start to get to know each other as well as the time goes on.
Well, I cannot wait to join you on Saturday for this fall event with the Girl Scouts of Minnesota and Wisconsin River Valleys. We've been talking to Katrina Wolanek. She is one of the volunteers at the Girl Scouts, and she is doing the day camps and has done so much more. I just can't wait to be in that room with all of those ladies and those gentlemen and showering them with love and inspiration. I just thank y'all so much for thinking of me. You know, I have to say before we go, my prayer every day is that when doors are being closed and people are meeting and they're making decisions, that somebody thinks of me. And so I'm so grateful that these folks at the Girl Scouts were thinking of me. We'll be right back. It is 11:47. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Okay, I am just trying to do my show and mind my own business, and I keep hearing ping, ding, ding, ding along, ding, dang, do, because the Twin Cities Business Magazine has put out a story about my podcasting platform and how, by the grace of God and prayer and pushing and perseverance, we've landed some major partnerships and sponsors, Fortune 500 companies that call Minnesota home. And two of those, Target and General Mills, have just signed up. And so I'm so grateful for that. And I'm also so grateful to spread the word in our local publications to let other Black business owners know what's possible. It is not out of reach. It is not something that can't be done. I'm operating a podcasting platform out of the basement of my home with 10 weekly shows, all hosted by Black subject experts who are local right here to the Twin Cities, and Comcast and Hy-Vee and Target and General Mills all sponsor my network. Why? Because there is value in micro influencers. There's value in Black media. And we have to let the world know about our worth. And so I'm grateful to Allie Kaplan and her team at Twin Cities Business Magazine. She is joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Girl, look, I can't even do my show trying to respond on social media because the story done popped and everybody is losing their minds.
What timing I have. You don't need me, Shaletta. The story's all yours. You're the one who knows what's going on.
Girl, let me tell you something. I was so glad to talk to you because, you know, a lot of times you do stories and I don't ever code switch. So I'm always this tone. I'm always this way. But it's just something about talking to people that you know who are local mm-hmm. to your community, who've watched you grow, where you can just be Absolutely. Honest. And say what you feel. Yeah. Because when we were talking for this story, you know, one of the things that, you know, you said, okay, Shaletta, so what's next? You know, what's next? You got Target, you got General Mills, you fought like a dog for a year to get them to sponsor your podcast and platform. What you got coming up? And I said, I want 3M, I want Medtronic, I want Best Buy. And you were like, Shaletta, wait, girl, wait.
You know, aim high, you got to name it to claim it.
Girl, and this is the thing, like I told you, you know, right now, if somebody from the north side calls and says, Shaletta, we got 200 kids that need school supplies. Can you help? I got to go call Target and ask them, you know, to give me some papers and pens and book bags. You know, I got to call General Mills, you know, if these families need, you know, snacks for their lunch. I got to call Hy-Vee if people need turkeys and dressing for Thanksgiving meals in underserved communities because they don't have money. I want it to stop right here. I want people mm-hmm. to be able to call me, and I have enough support from sponsors and commercial advertisers that I can just write the damn check. They don't have to call me to call Hy-Vee. They can call me and I can write the check. Because I guarantee you, when somebody calls Oprah for help, she ain't calling nobody else.
Well, she might, because, you know, she likes to hold on to some of the money. But no, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. And I think one of the things that I think is really interesting, if we, you know, kind of zoom out a little bit and look at what you're doing and look at how these big companies are starting to respond. And yes, maybe it took them a while, but I think what you're doing is such a great example of how media partnerships are evolving, right? And like you said, we've got to think beyond the traditional model. And I think, you know, places like Comcast and General Mills, they want to reach the community. And there's as much value in reaching a small group of people from a neighborhood as there is in reaching millions. You can have more impact with a smaller focused message, and you are that connection to the community.
And this is the thing. It's a trusted connection. You know, we, this podcast and platform is only 2 years old, but I've been working in this community with people who are in underserved communities, helping them have better lives since I got here. And so this is just an extension of what my family and I have been doing for a decade here, right here in Minnesota. So whether it is handing out kids books or carbon monoxide detectors or, you know, having rallies or working with high school kids who have mental health issues or providing free workshops for families whose children have autism, we are there. And what these companies have to realize, and I'm so glad you mentioned that, is, and we talked about this during the interview, we're talking to Allie Kaplan on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Her magazine just popped out a story right during my show about my partnerships on the podcast and platform with Target and General Mills and Comcast and Hy-Vee. And is that, you know, micro influencers, people who have a strong reach on social media and in the community, is the way that these companies can build up their brand loyalty. You know, I right. got folks who pass up 3 or 4 grocery stores to go to Hy-Vee and shop because their cousin on the north side got a Thanksgiving basket. Or, you know, their dad picked up a ham for Easter because he couldn't otherwise have afforded one. And that means something to people. And I'm glad these companies realize that, Allie.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I think the other thing, Shaletto, you know, we talked months ago and this, I mean, obviously you've been working on this forever, but as the big companies in town have made these major statements and commitments as far as equity goes, you know, you started calling out, it was late last year when we talked, when you said, hey, what about local media? You know, Target is making commitments to Essence Magazine and Revolt, you know, producing and some of these big national platforms. What about the locals? What about the locals in our own community? And it is really, I think it must be gratifying to you to see that they are responding and that they are getting more specific about, you know, Target came out with a big report in May stating what progress it has made. Not saying that the work is done, but saying, here are the commitments we've made. Here's where the money is going. Here's what we're doing to make good on this $2 billion promise. And you're part of that.
Girl, let me tell you something. My grandmama told me charity begins at home. You can't walk over the people in your neighborhood, in your community, the people who live next door to you, and step out somewhere else to help. You know, and when I start seeing Target, you know, with Revolt and all those other national media outlets like Essence Magazine and me and the spokesman and Georgia Ford and the Sohan Journal and Twyla Dang and Jasmine Springer, we're sitting here, you know, looking around at each other like, did anybody hear from them? Has anybody heard from them?
Right.
And the answer was no. I just felt like it was time for us to lock arms and look for receipts. You know, because black media in this town, we are not in competition. We are comrades. And when we came together for that, you know, event, we had kind of a town hall meeting where we were looking for Target and General Mills and Best Buy and all these other companies who had pledged monies after George Floyd died and nobody had received those funds to make good on their promise. And so, yeah, it was an uphill battle, but I'm so glad that they honored their commitment. They came around and saw the value in partnering with us. And, you know, we didn't shake anybody down. You know, I'm not the mob. However, I do need to know where your loyalty lies. And again, charity begins at home. I'm sorry. You just can't walk over your neighbors who are hungry and go somewhere else and feed a different community and then come back home over your starving neighbors, go in your house and close the door. You just can't do it.
Well, I just think it's nice to know that when you speak up, it does. They are listening. And even when it's a top Fortune 500 company, they are listening and it does make a difference. And, hopefully it's the beginning of major and sustained change. And I think you're part of that. And I loved what you said about, this isn't just for Juneteenth. It isn't for Black History Month. These need to be long-term partnerships to show that we can really move the needle and make a difference. And you're doing that, Shaletta.
Well, girl, I can't do it unless the message is amplified. So I thank you for seeing the value in sharing my story. Girl, I don't know how many retweets it's got, but my phone, I got it on silent, but it is hopping over the table because it is vibrating every time somebody retweets or likes or posts something about it.
I love it.
Everyone can go to just jumping.
TCBMag.com to read the story now and get the full report.
Yes, honey, the whole tea. The whole tea. Allie Kaplan got the whole tea. Thank you for sharing my story. And thank y'all for listening. We've got 2 more hours coming up of the Shaletta Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.